You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax, the podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with my co-host Eric Stockland.
I feel like I haven't done this in so long.
I know, last week I was super sick. I feel like we were...
You got super sick and you said, I can't do it.
I know.
I'm too sick.
I know, what is up with that? I feel like we were on a roll for years, being really consistent. We only missed like for like Christmas. And then I feel like in the last year, it's like, we have to skip episodes all the time.
No,
I want to be better
about
that. It sucks
because I listen to podcasts and when like one like misses a week, I get so frustrated. So
I know.
It sucks.
I feel like it's probably very
yeah,
annoying.
But besides
Sorry,
that,
guys.
The one before you were like, did mostly it by yourself with the chickens. Mm-hmm. Then I came in at the end. And I feel like the two before that, we just kind of talked about religion. So I truly feel like I haven't done it in a month.
Yeah. It feels like it's been a while.
For a while.
Who needs to relax, Lovey? For you,
can I start off with a recommendation?
Of course.
There's this cool show that I wanted to recommend to people.
Oh, yes.
If people like fun and they want to see the most amazing, best entertaining songwriter, comedian live on stage, they should join me on May 13th in Nashville for Colleen Ballinger Live. What's the name of it? Colleen Ballinger Live, Miranda.
Whatever you want to call
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Sure.
It used to always be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, there is a name to this show.
What is it?
Pity Party.
Pity Party, yes. Or on May 15th in Atlanta, Georgia. Or June 7th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Or June 9th in Boston, Massachusetts, where I'll definitely be. Am I going to be at all these?
That's the hope. We'll see.
What am I going to do?
I really did not know what you were about to recommend. When you started,
I'm recommending
you.
I
was like, oh, is he going to recommend a TV show? And then you said a comedian. I was like, what comedian is it? I think I'd like this show. And then you're like live touring. And I was like, who's on? What? I did not know until you finally said.
It's weird because you paid me to do that.
Ugh, with what money?
Since you did your show in New York, I can't stop thinking about it. I'm so happy that like it's, and then you kind of forget about it. You get busy with, we have a very busy life stuff, but then just kind of, I think I heard you rehearsing last night.
You did.
In the bedroom, you had closed the door and you started singing pretty loud.
I was trying to sing
midnight.
Quiet.
Yeah.
I really was.
Belting. But it made me think, oh yeah, that's coming up
sooner than
I think. So I'll see you in Nashville, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Boston.
The first one is Nashville on the 13th and then the 15th.
Where do they get tickets?
Citywinery.com.
Okay.
But also I'll put the link in the description of this video. If you're watching this episode, but I am excited because I did have that little show in New York City.
Yeah.
But that was kind of more under the radar. Like I didn't announce that one. Mm. I didn't like make a big fuss about it. I talked about it on the Patreon with Rachel and then I kind of talked about
it a little bit, hinted it there. Yeah.
But, this one's more like I'm going and doing
shows.
So
are you adding stuff or changing stuff?
From that? Yeah. From the one in New York, but I'm also trying really hard to not be a crazy person and like rewrite the whole show, which is always very tempting to me.
Oh yeah, right.
So I'm trying really hard to like, I get overwhelmed because I'm like, oh, I want to do this and I want to change this and I want to make this costume and I want to make this costume and I want to create this and I want to film this video and edit it, put it on the screen and blah, blah, blah. And then I get really overwhelmed. I'm like, how am I going to do it all? And
yeah,
then I'm
like, wait. It's already great.
Well, yeah, but in my mind, I'm like, I'm making me
you're
do
never,
it all.
No, knowing you creatively, you're one of those people that's never finished. You could always like
right.
keep going, whether it be like a watercolor, a TV show, a live show, you could keep going forever.
Right. So, it's certainly a completely new show from the shows I've done in the past, like on tour.
Yes, very
but
much.
The show that I did in January in New York City, it's very similar to that show. There's a few new things.
Right on.
I get very excited when I think about different ideas for the show. And then I'm
I
don't have enough time
things.
To make all the things that I want to do, but we'll see how much I can squeeze
you'll
out.
You have to tell me about these new things.
Or you'll just have to see it on stage.
I'll be there.
And there's no plans of any other shows after these four. So I don't know. This might be it. I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know. There's no plans. Like usually like I've always had more things scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I don't. Like that's it. And you have to schedule them pretty far in advance.
Okay.
So I don't.
So if people want to see you, they should go to these shows.
That's kind of, yeah, what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for plugging that, love.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
For me, what needs to relax?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a real big issue in the past 2 weeks with water
mm-hmm.
and Apple products.
Okay. Oh yeah.
And it's been real. It's kind of, it escalated quickly and it feels like there's no end in sight. And I don't know what to do.
Did something happen to your new phone?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But so what started as a single AirPod left in a jeans pocket that went through the washing machine that didn't work anymore. It's like all, it doesn't work anymore. So you only had the one AirPod, then escalated quickly to, I took our son crabbing at a pier, and now, and when we were crabbing, it's very exciting. And he always likes to document it, like nature shows that he watches, people that he watches. He likes to kind of pretend that he's that now at this age and talk to the camera. So he's always asking me to film things. And at one point we're crabbing, and then this big seal kind of like is trying to steal all our bait, and he's kind of doing all these splashes, and it's really entertaining. But I already had this built-in phobia to never be that person to Mr. Bean a phone into the ocean over off the pier.
Right.
So I tend not to hold it over the edge. But all this excitement was happening below us. And so me with, I was so worried about it. I know you already know the story, but I, with T-Rex arms and gripping the phone so tightly so as not to drop it, because Flynn wanted footage of this seal taking our bait, I managed to spin it as if you would a quarter.
You flipped it. Like,
and it just rotated at 1,000 RPMs straight down right into the ocean, to which I could have no reaction because our son was so horrified for me that he started sobbing. What are we going to do? And I was just like, it's cool. It's just stuff. It's just nothing. But like my worst nightmare, you see those videos on like, you see those videos like on social media or whatever, someone drops their phone and then it goes through the thing. But you don't think it happens in real life. Like, how could that happen?
Right.
And so it happened, and it was, and it was crazy. And then, so we were late coming home, and you were like, oh, I just checked your location. It says you're still at the pier, because in that shared location things, it literally showed like 6 feet off the end of the pier, my location, like in the water. And I go to the Apple store, I get a new phone. I tell the guy the story as if he cared. And he asked me if I wanted to get like the backup protection. And I said, no. I've lost train of thought on my own story.
Why did you say no? If like, I mean, well, I guess that wouldn't, do you think that would have mattered if you had it on, did you have it on the last one? I'm just making sure camera's in focus right now because it wasn't.
Well, he explained it to me. He was like, guy, you dropped your phone into the ocean. Are you sure you don't want the protection? It's $20 a month.
But would that cover
and I was
it?
Like, no, but then he goes, and so if this happens again, you're paying $20 a month. We'll give you a new phone, but for like $300. You know what I mean? As if like, they don't give you a free new phone. They give you like a discount. But I'm already paying, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm already paying $20 a month for the cloud. The cost of this new phone is crazy. And so then I go home and I set up the phone, and guess what? My iCloud had not synced since 2023.
Because there's no room on it?
No, because I don't know. There should be room. Like, I pay for it just because I think you have to actively do it.
No.
That's true. Then I don't know. I pay an extra $20 a month for iCloud. It says it's...
I don't think you have to sync it.
I don't know if it says it's... I think you have to like manually sync it.
I've never done that. Maybe mine's not.
Anyway, so now you know all these stories. The part of the story that you don't know is that I generally fall asleep sometimes with AirPods in, and I had the one left, and I woke up this morning and I got up to do a morning pee.
Did it fall on your pee?
And I didn't have any AirPods in. When I went, I walked all the way from our bed to the bathroom and I'm peeing, and then I just feel something and hear a bloop. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Did you fish
somehow
it out?
Like somehow in my sleep, it had fallen out of my ear and like been like in my shirt or something, and didn't fall out until I was right over the toilet and went right into the toilet.
Oh, lovey.
Yeah, I fished it out, but I don't think it's going to work. It's just...
You fished it out of your pee?
Morning, like first morning's pee.
You're
going to
have
morning's pee.
Ear pee. You're going to have pee in your ear.
Ear pee infection.
Oh, man, lovey.
Yeah.
At least you didn't eat it this time.
Didn't eat it, no.
Definitely don't eat this one. If you guys missed that episode a while ago, he said that he woke up trying to eat an AirPod once mid-dream, but...
Right, yeah.
If you tried to eat this
first
one, you'd be
I was like,
eating
what
your
are you
pee.
Talking about? I did have a dream where I was eating something and it was an AirPod in my mouth.
So if you eat this one, you're going to
be
eating
your own
pee.
No, I don't think it's going to work, though. So I just can't believe these things keep happening. And I do have like an old Apple Watch, and I'm wondering if I should just give up and
just throw it
into like a fountain, like a wishing fountain or something.
You know what I do think, though? If the iPhone that you dropped into the ocean still worked somehow... If we were scuba divers,
it'd be a
really
cool video.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was gonna say, because you were recording.
That didn't even occur to me. I was actively recording a video, then you would see it spin, and then you just see like a seal.
You'd see it hit the ocean and go all the way down and see what creatures go check it out because it's shiny. I bet you an octopus came and hung out with it. But an octopus has
it. The thought occurred to me, there are companies that where like if you drop something, we'll go look for it. Like scuba.
It wouldn't, it probably be the same cost as getting a new guy,
but yeah, in my mind, I was like, that costs as much as a new phone.
And who knows if it probably wouldn't turn on again. I doubt if it's been in water that long.
And it's not going to turn on again anyway.
I don't know.
But
Flynn was actually the one who was like, now dad, he was really upset because the reason he told me he was taking the video of the seal is he wanted to show it to me.
Yeah.
And so he was like, he'll never get to see the video of the seal.
Although
it's probably a really good video now. It's the longest video ever of the bottom of the ocean. And I was like, that's so true. I bet it's getting some killer footage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'll never get to see that or any of the videos I took for the past 3 years.
Well, luckily,
or photos I took for the past 3 years.
We send a lot of our stuff to each other.
That's
luckily.
What you said. Yeah.
So I have all of your favorites you immediately send to me.
Yeah.
So I have them all. But I guess maybe they're not going up to the cloud because I never sync mine. I thought it just automatically
did. I don't know. There's like screenshots of like passwords and receipts and appointments and things. I don't know. I feel like I'm literally starting life over.
Yeah. Is it refreshing kind of? Is it kind of nice?
No.
Oh.
No. It doesn't feel like a clean slate. It feels like, what's the point?
Oh God, it's dark. Well, I'm sorry, love.
Yeah. So
don't throw my computers into the ocean, please.
Oh, those are Apple products too. How can I ruin those with water?
Don't, please.
Just like put them outside for when the sprinklers turn
I've
on.
I've done that. Well, I didn't do that before. Daisy did it once. She knocked over my, I wrote a song about it actually.
Oh, I remember that.
She knocked a water cup onto my,
she ruined something really big.
Yeah. My brand new, it was a $7,000 computer. $7,000. I just bought it. And she
computer
knocked over a cup of water onto it.
$7,000? What? You bought a $7,000 computer?
What?
But there was something you were editing that also got lost that was felt like it was more.
I don't remember. I didn't care so much about that. I know I got it fixed. So, you know, because I have the Apple Care or whatever. So it did get fixed. But it was still very scary when it happened.
Well,
I'm sorry, lovey.
It's pretty
You'll
hard.
You'll be in my prayers.
I mean, I do have those AirPods that plug in, but
that's the best kind.
I know, but it's itchy.
Okay. I have a few things I wanted to talk about. Is that okay if I jump
Careful
in?
Careful with that.
I'm not throwing it into any
Don't hold
water.
It over the edge of a pier.
I don't know why I put some things I wrote down. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. It's gonna.
So. One thing I wanted to talk about was you put up a camera at the old house before we left. And I've been meaning to talk about this for weeks. Okay. Before we left, when we still had the house and were at the house, whatever, he had put up a camera because we were in the process of moving and in order to see when people, workers were showing up or not to see so he could call them if he wasn't there, whatever. So anyways, there's a camera and he had messaged me, this is weeks ago. You're like, oh my God.
I still think.
Wait, stop. Stop.
You, I don't
stop,
have it anymore because my phone's in the ocean. But do
I
you
probably
still
have the text.
Do you still
I'm
have
sure
it?
I do. So he sends me a text of a video of
a bobcat.
Some footage. And so every once in a while, he'd send me footage that like popped up in his notifications from different security cameras that, you know, was me talking to myself, getting food or like whatever. He sends me this video of, you know, our front yard area. And there's like a cat
middle of the night.
And there's like a stray cat that Flynn has named Bush Cat, this cat that we see in the backyard sometimes. And I watch it and I go, oh, something's about to happen. And then the video ended. And I was like, huh, send me a video of a stray cat. Okay. Maybe
like
he misses.
It was in like night vision. And I know these rocks. I know these bushes. This thing was towering over them. And I'm like, this thing's got to be like,
love.
Its back's got to be like 2 feet off the ground.
So
I thought it was the bobcat was back and it was,
no.
And I was like, I thought it was either a bobcat or a mountain lion.
And so he sends it to me and I said, Bush Cat. And then I was like confused. So I said, did you mean to send me that? And he says, not a bobcat. It's def a bobcat. And I said, lovey, no, that's a cat. Look, it has a long tail and it's also tiny and cute.
Oh, right, they have short, yeah.
And he said, then it's a mountain lion.
Yes.
Are you crazy?
It was something, man.
It's massive.
Let me see.
A cougar for sure. And I said, love, did you send me the wrong video? That is practically a kitten. He said, look at its neck. It's a beast. And I said, it's quite literally a stray cat. So let's see if I can still pull it up, if I still have it. Because this is not a very interesting story if I can't show the video of it. How long does it save?
I don't know. Those things expire?
Maybe, I don't know. I would assume so.
There
I still have it. Hooray. Hold on. I'll screen record it so that you guys can enjoy it as well. Hold on. Let me twisty twist my phone so that we can all watch together.
I want to see again. This thing's mad. This
it is literally a stray cat.
It's terrifying.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the video of the cat.
There it is.
The little tiny stray kitten. Well, it's not a kitten. It is a full grown cat, but it's not even slightly a mountain lion or a bobcat at all. That's it. And that's like what, most, and it's not even doing anything either. It's like the cat, it's the most uneventful.
Well, I was like, it only captured him for like a second, but look how thick that neck is.
Love. That's it's the most that's a cat built, a cat has ever catted.
It's a jacked cat, Ben. If that's not a cougar or a bobcat.
It is 0%.
That is a very muscly
but
cat.
But it made me laugh so much that because I was so confused when you sent it to me because I've sent him videos of
I don't think we've talked about
raccoons
that since that
or like when the hawk showed up at our fountain and like I'll be like, look at this raccoon.
I know, I thought I finally caught
a hawk that came and brought a treat to the fountain or, skunks, a family of skunks.
Those cameras don't work as good as the ones you get.
Well, it was just so funny that you finally sent me a video and it was just a cat. And I was like, he must have sent me the wrong thing. And you were like, no, it's a wild mountain lion.
I see it now, but in my heart of hearts at the time, I thought I got this awesome footage of a bobcat or a cougar. And I couldn't believe it. Now I kind of see it.
Well,
it's kind of a stray cat, isn't it?
It's very much.
I was very excited.
Well, I had something else I want to talk about, but I do have to look up the information on. I thought I wrote it down, but you know me. I think I'll do things and then I never did them. Lovey, when do you think the high five was invented?
Oh, early 1800s.
The early 1800s? Final guess?
Well, in what custom? Because you know what I mean? Because maybe they did it for some sort of different, as a hey man, high five? That?
Yeah, when was the high five like?
I would say like invented? 1902 for like the hey man, high five. But as far as like other customs where they like touched palms, like that could go back to, I don't know, BC.
Yeah, perhaps.
The Egyptians.
The high five was invented during a Los Angeles Dodgers baseball game in 1977.
Oh,
can you believe it?
You know, it was funny when you asked me and I said earlier and I was like, no, I picture it happening. And like I pictured old timey baseball footage was what I saw
but
in my
the
brain.
The 70s though?
Surely people were high-fiving before
that. This is what
that.
I'm saying. I saw someone talk about this online and I was like, there's no way. A high five seems like a handshake, a kiss. It seems like something we've just done forever. Like, what do you mean?
Are you telling me pound it's been around longer than high five?
Why would you think pound it? What do you mean by pound it?
What do you think I mean? Like this, pound it, like that.
Why would you think that's been around longer? I don't think
so. It just seems, I don't know. That seems more natural to me as a greeting than like, hey, give me one. Don't
leave
me hanging.
Wait, no, but I'm just
We're
so confused.
We're talking about the history of high fives and you're going to leave me hanging?
No, I'm just confused by you thinking that a pound it fist pump would be older than a high five.
It just seems more natural. Like just discreet.
I strongly disagree with
informal.
This.
Informal. Then like touching palms?
Well, it's more like slapping palms. But it was a Dodger game. Glenn Burke raised his hand in the air to celebrate a home run. Teammate Dusty Baker reached up and slapped it. It is the most widely documented origin of the gesture. And yeah, so apparently that's when it was invented. But oh,
I don't, I don't believe that.
Wait, hold on.
By the way,
because the lower it says, Okay, women's volleyball. Kathy Gregory, a volleyball coach, claimed her players were doing high fives on the court as early as the 1960s. So of course, women did it first, but men are just going to say they did.
Women
were doing it in the 60s, and men didn't do it until 1977.
Right? They're like, we've made it up.
No, you didn't.
Again. Queen, why do you hate men?
Let's get into it.
I think that both those aren't true. I'm sure, I believe women. I believe the women. I believe that. but I think that like surely before that, people were high-fiving, man.
I don't know. People are saying this is saying that a high five was in the 70s. That can't be true. Doesn't that sound insane? Now I need to look up your fist pump. Fist bump. When was the fist bump? I don't think that had to have been like the 80s.
No one's documenting that.
When was the fist bump invented? I mean, You really think that would be before Hi-Fi?
So you look up when is Hi-Fi invented, and it says a Dodger game in 1977. That's what it says on like the internet?
1977. First fist bump. Would you like to guess?
1984.
It says, oh my God, Lovey.
At a Lakers game.
I'm going to say that your favorite thing. I was wrong and you were right. Lovey, it says it likely originated in the late 1800s to early 1900s as a boxer's handshake to greet opponents yes. while wearing gloves. Yes. While it has early roots, it was popularized in the 1970s by NBA player Fred Carter and emerged in the 60s, 70s as
and
a dap.
Then I said okay. NBA, yep.
So, hey, I was wrong, all right?
Oh, like, well, that doesn't, I don't know if that necessarily counts when boxers are like touch gloves. But I guess there was bare knuckle boxing.
So I just thought there was no way that this would be... before, like a fist bump before it.
What about the elbow to elbow thing?
I don't know. These are invented during COVID. These seem like dude things.
That was like invented during COVID when they were just like,
who's touching
the forearm? You do like that
forearm? Yeah. I've never done that to another.
Have you ever
human
had a
being.
Secret handshake with anybody?
Probably with my sister or something. I don't know. I can't remember
it
now.
You don't remember it now?
No, did you?
Not really. No, I didn't really have any secret handshakes.
No, I didn't either, I don't think. But probably I made Rachel do one, but I probably forgot it the next day.
Yeah.
But I did do all the like hand games like growing up where it was like the down by the banks of the hanky panky.
Yeah, you've shown me those. Those are pretty intense.
I loved those, but I did that with all the girls. You know what I was remembering the good old days, now that we're old people, of like stuff that we did, like those hand games, whatever. Jump rope? Do people still jump rope?
No, they have phones.
Like double dutch?
They have iPads. Do you remember that thing where you would just have people would have
handball?
string in their
Cat's
fingers?
Cat's cradle, of course.
And you would
I know.
Like go and you'd have to take the string
yes,
or whatever.
I can still do
I could
it.
Never do that.
I could teach it to
but
you.
But that's because people didn't have phones.
Man, those games were
the
great.
The paper thing where you go.
Oh yeah, I still make those. The fortune teller things.
Yes.
Yeah, I still make those for the kids. We still do those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking about
why
jump rope.
Why do that if you have a phone?
But jump rope was like, for girls, I mean, at least where I went to school, maybe boys did it other places. But for me, jump rope now I feel like is like an exercise thing that sometimes people do. But it's like an adult will jump rope like by themselves for like exercise.
Yeah, I don't know.
But for me growing up, I never really did it very much by myself. It was like you had two people holding the big long jump rope.
Right.
And they would do it and there'd be a line of girls and we'd all take our turns going in and jumping and running out or just running through without getting hit.
Yeah,
or
we didn't do that.
I could never do double dutch. That was so impossible for
me
to learn.
It always looks cool, but yeah, I feel like, we didn't, I don't know that people did that at my elementary school. I know there was like the four square painted four square thing, but like nobody did that. Like
I love four square.
All the boys, we just played basketball. I think kickball occasionally.
Nah, I was all about handball, tetherball, four square, which is another ball that's involved
Napoleon
in that one.
Dynamite? Handball.
Yeah, you don't know handball? I was so just very good at handball.
Like you just like throw the ball at the wall, right?
No, it's not just throw it. It has to bounce.
You fist it like
volleyball upside down. It bounces onto the ground. It hits the wall.
Yeah.
And then you hit it again, but you don't want it to...
fist it?
Yeah, like you, not like dirty.
You don't like,
kinda,
I like, didn't think that, but I'm just saying you like punch the ball.
You punch it, but I always did it with two hands, like you make a fist with two hands, like a volleyball.
And it's like the size of a tennis ball, right?
No.
What?
It's a handball.
What's a handball?
Are you serious?
Nobody knows what a handball is.
Yes, everyone knows what a handball is.
Also, that's not handball.
Yes, it is.
It's not, I don't think.
I'm going to look, maybe I'm wrong again. I don't know.
If I can go two for two on being right and you being wrong.
Especially on a game that I played and you didn't.
I'm going to drop the microphone and walk out.
Handball. Oh, you know what? It is smaller as an Olympic team sport. But like, I remember it called handball growing up.
It's an Olympic sport?
Not the one I played. Wait, hold on. But on a schoolyard, what was it called? Oh my God. I'm wrong again. Oh, two for two. No, look at schoolyard game, handball. So it is an Olympic sport, but they have it at. See, this is handball, a wall ball, I guess people call it, but I called it handball. Maybe it's not called that. Here's a TikTok. Handball game, fun memories with friends. Yeah, so it's a big ball. It's like
it looks like a kickball kind of ball.
But it's like very bouncy. Very, very, very bouncy. I don't know what a kickball is.
We didn't
but
do that.
What's a kickball? Soccer?
You never played kickball?
I don't think so. What's a kickball?
What? You don't know what a soccer kickball ball is?
It is called handball. Look at, see, you see how he has a fist? This person has a fist.
He's double fisting.
Double
it,
fisting.
Yeah.
And you hit it against the wall and then it bounces. Well, I can't remember if it, I think you bounce it on the ground and then it hits the wall and you don't want it to hit the ground. You take turns. So there's two people and you bounce it on the ground and it hits the wall and then it comes back and you hit it before it hits the ground again. Like ping pong.
Hmm. I can't picture you. No,
I was gonna
no
handle.
Offense. Like I can't picture doing, you're a competitive person, but I can't picture you doing anything like structurally athletic like that.
Right, same.
Like any kind of like structural game.
We didn't have phones.
Athletically.
Love. We didn't have phones. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't play actual literal sports. Like, I mean, sure, these are sports I'm talking about, but like.
Did you ever play any sport ever
never.
As a kid? Not
no.
one?
No, never, never. No, I never did.
They never made you just do like random soccer one year? Like when
they
you were a
tried.
Little kid?
They tried. My parents.
You just refused every sport?
The yeah, whole? But I didn't like not do anything. They made sure that all the kids, we were in some sort of activity.
And
but
you, regret,
I,
you don't regret this at all?
Zero. I'm so grateful my parents never forced me. Because I know myself and I know I wouldn't have enjoyed it. And I did, and I didn't. They did say I had to do something. So I did piano and I did voice and I did acting. I did choir and I did,
yeah, that
you know,
worked out
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I did what I liked.
That makes sense. Cause you don't
art classes.
Like you put no pressure on our children to do sports or anything like
I
that.
I offer it all. Though.
Yes, surely you do. But like for me growing up, like it wasn't a question. It was like, hey, so you're doing this and you're doing this and you're doing this, not in a bad way, like in a great way, because I had a lot of fun. But like, I never considered that there was an option. So there was nothing for me to fight against because it's summer. And so now these weeks of summer, you're doing soccer. You know what I mean? I'm Flynn's age or whatever. And this week's you're doing the community center play. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I was just like, oh, okay.
Right.
Because we didn't have phones. So life was very boring.
I think for us, it was like my parents couldn't afford extra like curricular things. Like we didn't do camps. We didn't do extra.
No,
like
I never went to like a camp. No.
Right. But we couldn't. So like we got to pick one thing. So like we got to pick one thing because that's what we could afford. So it's like I chose piano and then I wanted to take voice lessons, but we couldn't do both. So I had to stop taking piano so that I could take voice. And it was kind of like that with everything, like with sports and whatnot. It was like everyone could pick one thing that they got to do. So we weren't doing like, all right, now we're doing soccer and now we're doing baseball and now we're doing theater. It was like, you got to pick one thing that you do. And I always just chose art stuff. But my dad always did try to encourage me to do baseball, softball, because we would play as a family together. Like we'd go to the parks or playgrounds and we would play as a family.
And what, you were good?
So that's what he said. He'd be like, oh, you have such a good arm. You have such a good arm. And I don't know, hitting the ball. I don't remember, but he wanted me to do it so bad. Mm. And I was like, no, I don't want to, but my mom never pressured me to do anything. And I was so, so grateful for that because I was just so glad she didn't force me to. And that meant that my extracurricular things that I did, I really like loved them.
Yeah,
like it was something that I really
them.
Was passionate yeah. about and wanted to do. And so
but how do you know you're a kid? So you know what I mean? It's like I'm saying there's pros and cons to both ways because,
of course.
Because
I
like,
think every kid is different.
Because you're not going to find something if you're like scared of it or don't want to do it. And then it turns out like you actually love it and are passionate about it.
Yeah. I think that it's just different for every kid. And I think there's some things like,
yeah,
you can
true.
Tell the difference between like, okay. So like, for example, Flynn last summer, we signed him up for a camp that was like an ocean camp. And it was like, he got to learn about sea creatures and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we knew that he would love it. He was very nervous because it was a new thing. And he, you know, there were moments where he's like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, newness
because
is
he
hard.
Was scared and it was new. It was change. And so that, you know, we encouraged him to go and helped him to be brave and go because we knew he would love it. So that's a little different to me than like, he hasn't shown any interest in this specific sport. So why would we make him do it? You know what I mean? Like, whereas Wesley has seemed very interested in athletic things. And so we're like, oh, let's put him in a sport.
It's weird. It really is. Every kid's different. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but
also,
but that's not that I don't think that Flynn would have fun and benefit from like, you know, being on a team and doing some sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, part of my brain, I'm like,
yeah,
it could be, you know what I mean? But also like I grew up in a different time and that's how I made a lot of my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's just different for everyone. I think from where our kids are at this point in time and just like Wesley's in T-ball right now and he likes it. And we didn't like say, do you want to do this? And like, you know, we just put him in because he's at the age now where he's so young that it's like, and we did that with Flynn too. We put him in soccer.
But he also has shown an interest in.
Right. Whereas like Flynn, I could tell you right now, Flint would not enjoy it. I don't think he would like.
No, but he liked. But when I got all the stuff for Wesley and I set it up in our backyard, and then one day me and Flint were doing it, and he was really good. And but I was like, would you ever want to do this? And nope.
No way.
I don't
think
I even finished the question.
Yeah, same. I was that way
but
too.
Like, I was like your dad. I was like, that was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we should encourage them to do things and try out things to figure out their passions for sure. But like,
well, and I think also things outside their comfort zone too, right? Is that
for
important?
Sure? Yeah. Yes. Big time. Yeah. And so we'll probably have him do more sports one out, but we'll just let him pick which one he wants to do as opposed to like,
maybe he's a big handball guy.
You never know. Handball's freaking fun, man.
Okay, we're going to play handball now because I got to see this in person.
Can I show? I feel like I could find a video of what it looks like.
Oh, I thought you were going to start playing.
Well, I don't have a handball or a wall that I can throw it up against. But
do they sell handballs?
Yeah.
I've never been in a sporting goods store. Maybe I just haven't been looking in the right place.
I don't know. I thought handball, but it looks like, handball that I'm seeing in like professional handball is not what I'm talking about.
That looks like it's soccer,
but with their hands. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this the game where like you smash the ball. So it's only supposed to bounce once.
This TikTok says this game used to end friendships.
Yes, it was. So it's, you hit it against the ground, it bounces on the wall and it can bounce once when you hit it. So it's like ping pong kind of.
So ping pong rules.
Sort of, but it can bounce.
But they're all doing the two-handed.
Yes, the two-handed hit. Two-handed hit, man.
It does say handball. Okay.
I know.
So we just need one of those. We just need a ball and a wall.
Yeah, you need a ball and a wall. And most, I thought all like playgrounds had these walls. Do they not?
I've seen these walls.
That's what they're for.
Well, I've seen people like practicing like tennis by themselves on it. I actually used to use that when I played lacrosse. I would like use that to like throw a cross ball against so it would bounce back to me. But I've never seen anybody doing this.
Yeah. Oh man, it was.
But
the
those
best.
Walls did exist. You're right about that.
I loved that. But I never played. I never would participate in like basketball or soccer or baseball at recess. It was like handball was like that was or jump rope or hula hooping. When they brought out the hula hoops, it was game over.
I still can't. I've never been able to do a hula hoop in my life.
I love a hula.
I think it's only gone around like once my whole life. I really struggled with hula hoops.
I can teach you. You got to loosen up those hips, Lovey.
No, it doesn't matter. I literally have never been able to do it.
You know who else loves hula hoops? Our son.
Yeah, he does.
And he's pretty good at it.
He can't do it. Can he?
Yes, he can. He can do a hula hoop. He's good at it. He really is.
All right.
Hula hooping. See, I like the weird stuff, I guess you would say, like the not traditional sports stuff at recess.
The circ stuff.
Yeah. You know what I wanted to do so bad? I even took lessons. Baton.
Of course, that makes sense.
Like I was like, oh my God, I want to be a baton twirler. Like I wanted to be able to like throw it in the air so high and catch it after doing like the splits. Like
really?
Oh, I wanted to do it. So I thought it was so
cool. Was that offered to you?
Well, no.
Was there like a lane or was it an option?
I had a baton.
What?
I had one.
Did it have glitter in it and like water and it would
like
go?
No. It was like a real, like the metal one, like with the white rubber ends. Yeah. Because one of my neighbors, who's one of my best friends, she was in baton. I don't even know where you learn baton class. Like someone teach baton classes.
Is that part of
color guard?
Color guard.
Perhaps.
Right.
I don't know, but I don't
know.
Which
isn't marching band or cheerleaders. It's between cheerleaders and marching band exists color guard.
Color guards with like the big wooden like.
And I know this is a plot point in Haters Back Off, but like I still don't understand.
Have you not seen Cadet Kelly?
What's Cadet Kelly?
Grow up. One of the most incredible films to have ever existed on the Disney Channel.
You know, like
a Disney Channel
movies.
Original.
They were all
Hillary
Disney
Duff.
Channel.
Come
Hillary
on, Christy Carlson Romano.
She's from Connecticut.
She is?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That was the thing when I was growing up, they were like, oh, she's from the town next to us or whatever.
Well, anyway, they were in Cadet Kelly and it's a great movie where they are doing those like, they're like wooden rifle kind of gun things. I don't know. And they like flip them around.
Like color ROTC? Guards,
wait, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Color guards with the flags. I don't know. There's so many activities in high school. God, there's so many things to choose from.
What are we, guidance counselors? Figure out your shit. We don't know.
But I love baton. So anyway, my neighbor she took baton lessons and she gave me like one of her old ones, I think is how I got it. And I would practice in the front yard over and over again.
What an origin story. Just getting a hand-me-down baton from a neighbor and then you become the
so
top
cool.
Batonist.
I wish that was true. I was not the top of that.
Is that what it would be? Batonist?
Batonist? Yeah. I don't think so. I don't
in
know.
The world?
I don't know, Lovey. But
can you look up baton competition?
Love, it will
surely
blow your
this
mind.
Is competitive.
Baton competition, baton twirling.
Yeah.
But
well, it's like gymnastics, but you have to catch a thing, right?
Kind of. I don't know.
Or do they do like more with it? Do they like, can they like throw it on the ground and then it comes back to them?
I mean, I haven't.
I don't care if the rest of this podcast is just us watching baton videos.
Baton twirling competition. I don't know. Do people still do this? This is what is, we need to actually discuss some real things here, I feel. Okay. I found a girl twirling a baton and twirling and catching it. And it's impressive. I mean, hello.
Well, that's 3-4.
Yes. Lay. Come on.
So you have to be able to kind of throw it straight up.
There, it's very impressive.
It's very skillful. Yes.
Anyway, there's another sport that I wish I learned where they're doing basically that with batons, but they're doing it with like a little ball that they like roll it around their neck and like their arms.
You want to be a Cirque du Soleil.
I do.
Performer.
You heard it here first. My dream job is to be a Cirque performer. I do wish I was flexible. That is honestly one of my biggest ultimate dreams, that I was flexible, that I could do the splits. It's like my top number one dream. No, I can't do the splits. Don't you think you would have seen that by now? If I could do the splits, I would be insufferable.
Do you stretch?
I would be so insufferable. If I could do the splits, I would do it. I would just do it mid-conversation all the time.
I guess that's
true. That is my dream, to be like, to imagine the comedic impact of like saying like a good joke or something and then just dropping into splits. That's so good.
I've seen people do it. Yeah.
I wish.
Do you ever stretch?
No, it hurts.
Yeah.
I've never been flexible ever.
I stretch every day, but I still can't like touch my toes. Like it's like,
and you stretch every day.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I know.
I don't stretch every day. And I probably couldn't touch my toes.
Do this and then see if you can touch your toes.
Are you stretching?
What?
What do you mean you're stretching?
See if you can.
It's kind of because your muscles are too big.
No.
I feel like people with big muscles can't touch their toes and stuff. You see, you touched your toe. You bent your legs.
It's the one where they would do this for you, right? In school.
I hate it when you'd sit. Yeah, you'd sit with your legs.
And they had the box
and
with like the measurement.
Yeah. And see how far your fingers
get. I would do it and they would look at me like.
You didn't even get to your
ankles. Are you joking? This is weird that you can't. Like, I can't go.
PE, just growing up in school, PE is just a torture.
Do you ever have to climb the rope?
I can't. And I talked about this on SAS a few weeks ago, I think.
Oh,
like how
what?
It was like it,
random.
So much of PE is just a humiliation ritual. Like the fact that you have to do all of these athletic things in front of your peers and get made fun of is like so horrifying.
No,
like,
but first
doing
you have
the
to
crab walk on that freaking obstacle course and the horrible.
But then at first they make you change into like stinky clothes.
And we've talked about this and I never have done that in my whole life.
Oh, right.
I've never gone into a gym and had to change my clothes into another clothes.
It was just like, it just smelled like.
Didn't you say it had a name? You called them something.
I think they were called pennies.
Pennies?
Yeah. It's essentially mesh. Yeah. But it's just the amount of like Dracar Noir and Axe body spray that was like.
I can't believe
that
young
boys had.
There's no way this is still a thing.
Why the gallons? I don't understand.
My mom told me that Rachel and I were talking about this, about how like horrible it is that they make kids at their most vulnerable time in life, the teenage years, like you're going through puberty, you're so insecure, you're so emotional, you're so, everything's so overwhelming, and they make you change in front of your peers, I think is so wrong. I think that is humiliating to like force you to change in front of other people. Like, and anyway, I was talking about this and how I think that's crazy. I never had to do it. My mom said that when she was in school, they made them shower.
Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah. I don't
in
know.
Front of each other. And they checked, she said that the teachers would like check to make sure your towel was wet and your hair was wet to make sure that you actually did it. They forced you to shower and be naked, just open, like in front of, like, are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, we were never forced to do that.
But so, anyway.
The showers were there and people would use them, but like nobody was like forced to, and I would say it was certainly less common.
Well,
than, like,
I never
just
had
changing
to,
back
I never
and
had
going
to
back
change.
To class.
But yeah, I can't climb the rope is what I'm trying to say. I cannot do that.
How many pull-ups did you do in the pull-up?
I've never done a pull-up in my life, my whole entire existence of life.
This way or this?
What do you mean, which way? I've never done one ever in my whole life.
We got to find a pull-up bar.
I can't do it. Like, I literally will never do it.
A wall and a ball and just have like
0% of me
an Olympic day.
I can't even do a push-up.
You can't?
No.
Not one?
I could do the one with on my
knees.
Yeah.
But not the other way?
No. And honestly, I probably couldn't do it for my knees. I don't know. Haven't tried.
How much you bench?
How much I pinch?
Bench or squat?
Bench?
Yeah, how much you squat?
Well, I squat all day long, picking stuff up.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean bench? Different,
it's a type of exercise.
What does that look like?
It's extremely common. It's like you're laying on your back and you like push the weight up like
that. Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah. And then a squat would be you're like have the weight and you do a squat and come back up.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, I squat all day long. I've squatted holding twins before.
Yeah, that's pretty athletic.
So, yeah. Were you about to say something? And I feel like we were about to go, I have that feeling of like we were about to talk about something and then we stopped.
Yep. I don't know. I think that's been this whole one, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess that has been. Did you say you had one more thing to talk about though? Am I crazy that that was happening? Maybe I am.
I wrote this down and again, this was 2 weeks ago. But like, anyways, if you know someone, if you know a middle-aged woman, I would say between 20s and 40s woman who drives a white Dodge Durango with a sticker on the back of a Labrador saying, I heart my Labrador, check in on this person because they're crazy.
You love.
Is that doxing someone?
No, it's, I don't know, but listen, lovey. I fear every week you come in with some story about some crazy driver and I fear you might be the problem. When it's every week,
I was
there's some
this
issue
person,
with some crazy person driving around you.
I was behind this person and they're driving a white Durango and there's the big sticker on the back that says, I heart my Labrador, and it has like an illustration of a Labrador. And we're driving and we drive past a group of like people, including children, who were doing like a No Kings protest. Pretty innocuous. That doesn't seem that political to me. It just seems that like...
Yeah, like it seems like we should... We all want that?
Yes, that's kind of what this whole experiment was about. And so just doing that. And I just see her roll down her window and I think she's going to like honk or something like that. She rolls down the window and straight up screams F you at them and holds out the middle finger and then... puts her hand, like, you know, at these children and, you know, this group doing like a No Kings thing on like the corner of a street. And I just couldn't believe it. And I just had to like see this person.
Wow.
And so like, I was like,
you're not the problem. I take back what I said.
So I followed them. No, so like I
you followed them?
Not really. I didn't really have to take a right, but I took a right. So I just had to see this person. And it was just a normal looking white woman with brown hair.
Maybe her ex was there and she was doing it to like someone in particular.
And I was just like, and you love your Labrador, but like you think we should, that man should be king or I don't know. It was just so wild to me that like, because when I picture who would do that, it's not her, you know what I mean? In my mind, but like, I know that there's people that look like whatever that I guess would do that. I was like, wait, what?
That's crazy. I wanna know where that's coming from her, because you're right, like a No Kings protest seems like something that we...
Well, I'm trying to think of anything that would make me roll down my window, you know what I mean? As I could just keep driving, I could ignore it, I could roll my eyes to myself, I could say something to myself under my breath, but I can't think of anything that would make me roll down my window and scream F you at children.
No, there's
and
nothing.
Give them the finger.
I literally don't think there's anything that could make me do that.
So I think it was like that combined with like a lemonade stand, you know what I mean? Like stand or
oh
orange juice stand.
It was...
It wasn't like a big thing or a big group of people. It's just like that was part of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. I hope she's okay. I hope she's having a better day today.
But how many people out there can be driving a white Dodge Durango?
Let me stop doxing this person. My God. Well, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, there was that I have in my notes. And then there was also, I wrote down claw machines because our children like a lot of things, but there's nothing our children love that you discourage and actively hate. But like the fact that our children love claw machines so much, I've never seen this rage in you. We're like, doing claw machines. Like,
okay, first of all.
The only time you've ever yelled at our children in public. I'm kidding.
You need to take that back. People think these things are real when you say
they're
them.
They're not real. But like,
he's joking.
But you get very frustrated that they
want to keep
doing.
I don't get frustrated at them. I was frustrated at you.
You're frustrated at me or the machine. Yeah, because I like love
I'm
it. I think
the machine.
I find them fun too.
Because
you're
they
like,
get,
we're not playing claw machines. They don't work. They don't do anything. So I did some research on claw machines.
Wait, before you jump into your research, I have to say, I am very supportive of our children loving claw machines. I made one from scratch.
You're
for
ruining
them.
My story.
Well, you're trying to make me look like this
but
monster.
But you are the hero, but you become the hero in the end. So anyways, what's this? I took them to this like arcade type of place. They wanted to play this claw machine over and over again. It's not working out. But then they had one for like little kids where you win something every time. Like it's fail safe and it's like a little rubber duck or whatever. But it, yeah, it was so funny to see how you were just like, no, we do not play them. They do not work, blah, blah, blah. So I looked into it, and yes, it's way more complicated than you can imagine. And specifically the chipboard programming of that machine and the grip strength of the claw, to whereas you can set it to, if the owner wants nobody to ever win, they can do that. Or if they typically what they do is the more money you put in, then it'll grip a little bit harder. So if you play like 10 times in a row, the 10th time it'll grip the hardest.
Really?
And then maybe like reset. Yeah, I don't know. It can go any way you want it. And there are, I also did look in, there are like competitive people at this and championships of claw machines and competition, stuff like that. And that's really interesting because people have like different techniques of how they do it. But yeah, the butt end of my story was, though, even you hated it so much, and I think you hated it as a financial decision.
Yes. And that's what I wanted to defend myself
and
here
that
with.
I was...
That it, well, it wasn't just the finances of it. It was teaching the kids, like, not you were, but these claw machines, like the idea of like, you know, we're letting them know these are rigged. They don't work. You're not going to win. And you're spending money on something that you're not going to win. So, but if you have fun playing it, that's fine. But they weren't having fun playing it. They were getting upset.
They really want the stuff.
And they want
crap.
A specific.
It's like a slot machine for kids.
It's total slop. And they would get so disappointed.
Slot machine, not slop.
I say slop.
You say slop machines?
Yes, it is a slop machine.
Oh my God.
But it was such, they were getting frustrated and disappointed and angry, and you were spending so much money.
Yeah, but then when you finally do win something,
but
that's the
payoff.
You're
never going to win. And I've won. They were never going to win at the place we were at. And so that's.
But if they do core memory. In any case, the bottom of the story was that I found you like 2 a.m. one night with cardboard and a glue gun, of course, and you were actively making from scratch your own claw machine.
Right.
That ended up working in pretty well, where the kids just had to roll this thing and then there was a magnet. Mm-hmm. There was a magnet to like kind of leftover Easter eggs in it. So you become the hero in the story.
Because I show people thinking I was like yelling at the kids for liking claw machines. I love that they love claw machines. They're fun, but I just wanted them to like, and it's fine for them to do the claw machine as long as they know like there's disappointment there. It's important to learn disappointment. Like you're not going to get what you want. That's okay. Yeah. It's you have fun playing it.
Right. But exactly. Yeah. But that's every fair game. That's every, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
they're all rigged.
Because we just went to the fair. We can talk about that next time.
But Eric loves a claw machine. I mean, you were just letting him go. He was like, yeah, let's play again. Let's play again.
And not, you know, not after looking into it, but like, I do believe like when you do get one, it's very satisfying.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. And yeah. I had when I first moved to LA, I had a best friend that, remember Norm's? Do you know what Norm's
yes,
is?
Yes, the restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a Denny's, but like out here, they're called Norm's. And we would always go to Norm's, and Norm's always had like a claw machine. And it was like, it's like what we, you know what I mean? We always had to play it every time we went.
Yeah, it's fun. And so, you pay $10 for a stuffed something that was probably 5 cents.
Just nothing, yeah. But it's just
total trash.
You,
it's been in there for 7 years, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what it's a, what I think because
it's just exciting.
Because you know it never works and it's a total ripoff and whatever, that when you do, if you do get something, even if it's trash, like you did it. You
yeah,
know?
It's exciting. Yeah. It's the same as like getting a bunch of tickets at like a Dave and Buster or Chuck E. Cheese type place and you return it in to get like a plastic top.
Right. There's there's something about claw machines that's just like when you're a kid, I guess it's because they want stuff.
Yeah.
But did you ever play the one where it's like you roll in a coin and it's down with a bunch of other coins
and there's
this thing going.
Yes. And pushing them all.
And if it pushes all the tokens off, that was like my like addiction.
Yeah.
Well, there was a place called Milford Amusements.
My sister loved those too. My mom too. I was never into these.
You would just
think
like, oh, if I get that coin to land flat right there, it'll like knock them all off. And then you could get the parachute guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the plastic parachute shitty guy or whatever.
Right. So this is gambling for children is what it
is.
Or
you get like a Starburst. Yeah. It's essentially Vegas for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like truly, like, you know what I mean? You,
like,
you turn in like 75
it was like
tickets.
A string that they tied in a circle, like a bracelet or like a finger trap, a Chinese
finger
trap.
Or like a yo-yo that like, well, it's never coming back. No. You know what I mean?
Oh, so true. All right. We gotta go. We got to go hang out with our kids.
It's nice to do this again.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we'll see you guys next week. Leave comments.
Or we'll see you in Nashville, Atlanta, Philadelphia,
yes,
or Boston coming up.
But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching as always. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.